You're listening to SBS News.
A protest in the German capital Berlin against a possible coronavirus vaccine mandate. Hundreds of people defied a ban on public gatherings as the German parliament held its first debate on the issue. Politicians are considering three options: compulsory vaccination for all adults, jabs for everyone over 50, or no mandate at all. Health Minister Karl Lauterbach told parliament people wouldn't be able to get back to the life they loved without swift action.
If we push the problem away from us, then the problem will come back in full force. We cannot continue to inflict that on the children, the caregivers, the doctors, the people who are at risk, who we cannot vaccinate. We cannot continue to inflict that on these vulnerable and burdened people. We have to act.
Around 75% of the German population have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Experts say a large number of holdouts is hampering the fight against the virus. The joint leader of the opposition far-right Alternative for Germany party, Alice Weidel, has told Parliament mandating immunisation would be wrong.
The intention to introduce universal compulsory vaccination against the coronavirus is an assault on freedom and human dignity and on the fundamental rights to physical integrity. Compulsory vaccination is an authoritarian rampage against the very foundations of our democratic and constitutional order.
The surge in COVID-19 cases in Nigeria has spurred a new vaccination campaign. Mobile immunisation units in the capital, Abuja, setting up in the street with banners and megaphone announcements declaring vaccines are free and safe. Nigeria destroyed more than 1 million vaccine doses last month after officials said they couldn't administer them before their expiration date. This man says the incident made him cautious about getting vaccinated.
I wanted to be sure about the vaccine I was taking before receiving the jab today. So I checked the expiring date of the vaccine and I was happy. That gave me confidence to tell my friends to come out and get vaccinated. People should come out and get the vaccine because it's harmless.
Despite continuing high infection rates, the Netherlands has eased its lockdown rules. Bars, restaurants and theatres have reopened after a month-long shutdown. Restaurant owner Frank Turing says his business took a financial hit despite receiving government support.
I hope this is the last time and we have the freedom to work and to undertake fun things.
The Americas have reported 8 million new cases of COVID-19 in the last week, up 32% from the week before. The director of the Pan-American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, warns the pandemic has disrupted routine vaccination programs across the Americas, leaving millions of children vulnerable to a range of diseases.
Countries are beginning to see outbreaks of diseases that for years had been under control. Brazil, for instance, is fighting an ongoing measles outbreak, while Haiti and the Dominican Republic are combating ongoing diphtheria transmission that is threatening children's growth and development.
In the United States, where over 2,000 people a day are dying with COVID-19, new hospital admissions have started to fall. The White House's top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is hopeful that in time case numbers will drop significantly.
We want to make it low enough so that it doesn't disrupt our capability to function in society in a relatively normal way. We do that with other respiratory viruses. That's where we want to be, and I believe that we will get there.
Getting there made more difficult, according to Canadian-American singer-songwriter Neil Young, by COVID-19 misinformation he alleges is being spread by the most listened to podcast on Spotify. The Grammy Award winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee asked for his music to be removed from the audio streaming service in protest at the content of the Joe Rogan Experience. Podcast host Joe Rogan has stirred controversy with his views on the pandemic, government mandates and vaccines. Earlier this month, 270 scientists and medical professionals signed a letter urging Spotify to take action against the 54-year-old, accusing him of spreading falsehoods. In a statement, Spotify says it wants all the world's music and audio content to be available to users. It goes on to say,
"With that comes great responsibility in balancing both safety for listeners and freedom for creators. We have detailed content policies in place, and we've removed over 20,000 podcast episodes related to COVID since the start of the pandemic."
Spotify says it regrets Young's decision to remove his music and hopes to welcome him back soon. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.